GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada have gone into effect, kicking off a trade war with America's neighbors. Imports from Canada and Mexico now taxed at 25%, 20% also tacked on to Chinese-made goods. Target beating expectations in the fourth quarter, it announced today, but also said those tariffs will hurt its bottom line. Consumers expected to see price hikes because of the tariffs, especially on produce from Mexico, within a couple of days. The Trump White House also pausing all U.S. aid to Ukraine. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This is one more gut punch to Ukraine following Friday's disastrous confrontation in the Oval Office. Officials telling ABC News that all U.S. military aid to Ukraine will be suspended. That means more than $1 billion in armored vehicles and ammunition.
The president to address a joint session of Congress tonight. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept well through the night and is resting. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An audit from the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that in the November election, there were zero votes miscounted, altered, or missed by the tabulating machines. The audit also found no evidence that any voting machine or software had been tampered with in any way. In a memo with the audit results, Megan Wolf, Wisconsin's top elections official, said the audit shows how efficiently elections are run and should dispel any information about electronic voting security. While Senator Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson both held virtual town meetings on February 27th, their views on Medicaid could not be further apart. Melissa Kay has more.
Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies could just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area has been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that could happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain likely, an inch or more possible with a low of 35. Rain will change to snow tomorrow with snow likely tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. There could be a few inches of accumulation with strong northerly wind gusts creating blowing snow at times on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Knitt, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, at the at 9:30, we will be joined by Dr. Anthony Eastreet. He's the CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. And, you know, everything is under assault. And so you would social workers provide. We just got through talking to people who are there to support people in their lowest ebb. That's what social workers do. They're under assault. They're under attack at a time when you need more of them. You know, we've got again an assault, an attack on the very things that make life a little easier for people in this society. But before we go there, Donald Trump, the tariffs have kicked in. Okay, 25% on Canada and Mexico. And this is a response from China, Canada, and Mexico. We'll fight to the bitter end. China and Canada retaliate. Expect the gas prices to skyrocket. You know, what we're paying for gas now, I remember all the complaints. Hey, gas is $3.50 under Joe Biden, and he got, you know, the gas. Well, they're getting ready to soar. The food prices, inflation, all those things are getting ready to soar. And did not have to happen. Canada and China swiftly announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. on Tuesday, shortly after long threatened levies by Trump administration on those countries, and Mexico took effect. He did this after he was warned by even Republican economists. He was told in no uncertain terms the suffering that this was going to bring on the American people, and yet he did it anyway. I mean, I just, for the life of me, you know, He clearly does not care about the average person. If he cared about the average person, he would have never done this. And it can't be acceptable. Well, we're going to cut back the fentanyl. We're going to make all of these Americans suffer. Well, not all, because the wealthy never suffers. But the average American and the one on the lowest ebb who is going to be hurt the most because Donald Trump says, you know, you guys weren't stopping fentanyl or you stole our jobs. Let me explain something. I don't know why, you know, maybe this president doesn't understand, but I'm old enough to know what happened to the manufacturing jobs in this country. China didn't steal them, nor did Mexico. I used to work in industry for 34 years. I know what happened to that job that I had. And I know the devastation that it caused. And you in rural America, the paper mills, and all of those things. The decision, the country didn't steal them. Mexico didn't steal them, nor did China. Okay? Global economics, even though Bill Clinton was the president of the United States at the time, it was bipartisan. The agreement to take these jobs out of this country was bipartisan. So let's, when I hear Donald Trump say they stole our jobs, that's a lie. That's an unmitigated lie. I know my job and my life was affected. I know what happened. So when he makes the statement that these countries stole the jobs and that gives him the reason and the right to create tariffs to hurt the American people, is nonsensical. It borders on a person who's delusional. And people know that. I don't know why they don't say it publicly. They're afraid for whatever reason. But you should never be afraid to tell the truth. And that is the truth of what happened. That China didn't steal the jobs. They didn't come over here and physically take the plant that I worked in for 34 years and that stood over a century in the city of Milwaukee, the A. O. Smith Corporation. Mexico didn't come and take that company. The company decided to relocate for cheaper labor. It started in the South. They moved to Tennessee. They moved to non-union shops, and they found out they could make more money. It didn't take long before their move to the South, Tennessee, where there were no unions, to then jump across the ocean, jump across the border, and do it in Mexico, where they made even more money. And then after several years in Mexico, the greedy people who own the corporations and the shareholders then decided we can do it even cheaper. They moved it to China. Now, I get it, in all fairness. They broadened their market. You know, you couldn't just Milwaukee and Wisconsin and the state and the United States wasn't their only market. And so I get it. But they didn't physically take the jobs. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. But I find it funny to hear you care about rising costs, or your party does. You care about that as much as you care about keeping girls sports.
Oh, man, listen. I don't want to hear another word about girls sports. If you can't seem to comprehend the difference between people losing jobs and girls sports, you know, come on, man. You're not going to change my subject today. I'm not going to allow you I'm not going to allow you to talk about girls' sports. I'm not talking about girls' sports. I'm talking about right now the fact that Donald Trump has decided to put these tariffs on when everybody else, including Republicans, told him no.
No, I'm pointing out what a hypocrite your party is.
Hey, man, listen, I don't want to hear that. I'll see you later. I'll see you later. I'm not going to waste time with that foolishness. The fact of the matter is the tariffs have kicked in. And as I stated, China and Canada and Mexico said we'll fight to the bitter end. That's going to impact the average everyday person in this country who can't stand it. I don't want to hear about girl sports. Let's go to Jake, man. Hey, good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
Nope. Hey, good morning. This is Charles.
All right, Charles, go ahead.
You know, it's a sad thing when you got a stupid person that think they're smart that's making decisions for other people. And like you said, he doesn't care. It's not going to affect him. It's not going to affect the rich. And he talked about helping the American people. He's done nothing to help the American people. Prices are steady going up. He said nothing about helping people with housing. You know, if he put these tariffs on it, he think he's a bully, and he thought Canada, China, and Mexico are going to back down. And we see that they're not backing down. They're putting on their tariffs.
Yes.
And it will hurt the people that don't have anything. And the sad part also is that you had these people that are out there, oh, we want to vote for Trump. Earl, you and I, you've said it several times. He did nothing his first 4 years. So what I don't understand is what made naive people think that, oh, well, this time he says he's going to do all this stuff, so this time I'm going to take him at his word. It's been nothing but grievous and racist hate. And not the American people. And the American people will soon find out that you voted for somebody that said, watch and see what I do. And you're seeing it now. And crime, everything will start to go up, bro, because people are not going to be able to make it.
You know, Charles, I will say this to people tonight. If you can stomach it, watch him as he speaks to Congress and watch him say, When they say to him about the fact that people are going to be hurting, he doesn't care. He's oblivious to people being in pain because he's never had to feel it, man. I wish I had more time, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number. We'll fight to the bitter end, China and Canada. We'll retaliate against new Trump tariffs. That's you and I. 4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
We're just beginning, and I know we've each been down this road a time or two. I never could make it through. I've got this feeling that we're stumbling to what we've both been waiting for, and maybe even more. It doesn't matter where we've been, 'cause this time I know for sure we're going all the way, heading for forever, and that's the more you near me, the more I know we got it all here. We just don't blow it. We're going all the way.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. The incomparable Jeffrey Osborne. Anyway, listen, I'm talking about the fact that the tariffs have kicked in, and there's going to be pain. And there's going to be pain for the average American. And this is just the beginning of the pain that people are going to suffer. Unnecessary. Didn't have to happen. Let's go to Brendan. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah. Good morning, Earl. I'm sorry to America. I'm sorry that 77 million people were so full of hate and despise for people that didn't look like them, that they allowed themselves to buy into the rest of the grift from the Trump family, the criminal family. These tariffs are going to hurt.
Oh, man, they are.
We've already seen where I go to the store. I'm shocked every time I go to the grocery store. I buy less and less. I mean, I just wonder how long it'll be before I'm on a potato-based diet.
Well, you know, Brendan, you go to the grocery store, you buy five things of $60. Man, $65.
Agreed. One bag.
Yes.
One bag of groceries, $60. It's crazy.
Yeah, he said he was going to do something about it. He's going to make it worse.
Everybody keep your eyes open on the internet, because you can see at these town hall meetings,
that there are Republicans now that are angry, people that made a vote. And, you know, I don't doubt that many people that voted for Trump were hoping that he was telling the truth this time, that he could actually do something about pricing. I know there was a section of people that voted for him that wished that, but it's not happening. And they're mad. So what the Republicans are trying to tell us is that, oh, they're all the actors, but watch those spineless Republicans just sit there. Those people were voted in positions to take care of the constituents in their districts, red, blue, or pink. I don't care. But they're going to sit there because they're more worried about their stature
yeah, they're cowards.
And their little silly button they wear when they go home.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I just want to say CJ is a reflection of who he voted for. He assumes all this stuff about Democrats. Like, we don't care about prices. Well, we do care about prices, CJ, for everyone, not just the rich. That's why we voted for a Democratic president. I'm tired of him putting us in boxes. I feel they're the blame and shame party. Why don't they look at what's happening instead of putting Trump on this pedestal? He's not helping everyone. You know, I wanted him to help Republicans and Democrats, and I didn't even vote for him. But for some reason, they just want to keep blaming Democrats.
Ann, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ollie. Hey, good morning to you, Ollie. Oh, okay.
You have to click on yours. I have to get the screen back up.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me see if I remember how to do this. Ollie, are you there?
Hi, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say a few things. Welcome to Trump's terrorism by tariffs. Terrorism on the American people. And I just want everyone to know that poverty doesn't see political parties. We're all in a world of hurt here now.
Hey, Ollie, very well said. Very well said. Thank you very much. Let's go to Gene. Hey, good morning to you, Gene.
All right, we're back online here.
Good morning. Great job. I really appreciate all the things you're doing, Earl. Outstanding. And I'm fed up with some of those callers that keep trying to throw back the stuff on Democrats, what Republicans are doing. And I've been an independent my whole life, and I've never belonged to a political party. But Ann is right that Democrats are the ones that fixed the mess he put us in to begin with here when he was president before. Trump, you need to watch Trump. He is incapable of seeing anybody's pain. He only thinks of himself. Watch him. Those of you who still are standing up for him, you were lied to. You were conned by the man of the century.
Well, you know, Gene, I'm watching CNN, and it says Donald Trump, J.D. Vance said Donald Trump is going to be poking a little fun. There's nothing to be poking fun at. Rome is burning.
It's a deviancy, and it is insane, and people need to wake up and keep calling the people that are supposed to be representing because they are enabling his behavior. He never worried about the people, only he could save you. He's the savior. Get it? He's psychotic. Wake up, folks. He's taking a scalpel. He's taking a blowtorch to everything that's important in our country.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. But J.D. Vance just said Trump will poke a little fun during tonight's speech. There's nothing to be poking fun at. People hurting, people suffering. What are we talking about? But that's who he is. That's who he's always been. And so don't expect anything different. I just wonder how long it's going to be before people, you know, realize. You know, and maybe people are realizing it now. I'm hearing farmers haven't seen the real pain that they're getting ready to feel, you know, with these 25% tariffs on China and Mexico. But, you know, you can't give him back. You know, it's like when you have a child, when you have a baby, or when you have a kid who's wayward, he's yours and you can't give him back. You can't give Donald Trump back. All right. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, we will be joined by CEO Anthony Eastreet next on the Earl Ingram Show.
standing on solid ground. But now we're both ready, ready for the real thing, cause our dues have all been paid.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kirk Parker, a dispatcher with Brown County, spoke about the dispatcher shortage at the Brown County Public Safety meeting yesterday. The county has 15 vacancies for dispatch and leadership positions right now, leading to low morale and stress amongst the dispatchers they do have. Consultants have recommended a schedule change, giving dispatchers 3 12-hour shifts and 1 6-hour shift every week. A change, Parker says, will cause even more issues with fellow dispatchers. The grandparent scam is making a comeback. Stuart J. Waddles has more about recent reports from southeastern Wisconsin.
Ozaukee County officials say they've gotten a couple of reports this week about the ruse where scammers impersonate grandchildren to extort money. The scam typically involves a caller claiming to be a grandchild in legal trouble, requesting money to avoid arrest. Experts say it's helpful to have a code word for those situations and that people should report the calls when they get them.
A new law enforcement agency could be coming to Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers is proposing this agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. The intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. WGBW has an e-newsletter that comes out twice a week, and it is filled with stories you care about from the greater Green Bay area. Subscribe today at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won 2. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win 4 Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain likely, an inch or more possible with a low of 35. Rain will change to snow tomorrow, with snow likely tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. There could be a few inches of accumulation with strong northerly wind gusts creating blowing snow at times on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the 4th time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the 3 prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842 as we await the call from Dr. Eastreet. You know, I just, for the life of me, you know, I see there's a guy here named George who sends a text and says Trump is doing a great job. You know, George can say that, and others like him can say that, you know, because now maybe they're fortunate enough that they don't need any support, right? Maybe George is, you know, is financially secure, and it doesn't matter what, you know, Donald Trump and Republicans do. But that's not the majority of the American people. And so to say that Donald Trump is doing a great job clearly misses the point on the damage that is going to be done and continues to be done, you know, with these really stupid. The tariffs are absolutely moronic. Didn't have to happen. I don't know what he thought. He's trying to, well, this is how I negotiate. Everybody's not, you know, going for what he does. People aren't looking to lose, you know, what they have because Donald Trump is president. Let's go to Mark, man. Hey, good morning to you, Mark. You say what? Mark?
Sound honest.
Go ahead, sir.
What you're saying on the air.
You say what?
Okay.
You say what?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You're not 100% honest of what goes on with these corporations going overseas.
So, hold on. Let me first. You say I'm not 100% honest. Correct me.
Okay, I'm going to just...
You said that. What do you mean? I told you I worked in industry for 34 years. I know what I'm talking about. I know what happened to all the people that I worked with. I didn't read it somewhere. It was our lives. So you correct me where you say I'm not honest.
Well, are you going to give me a chance to talk?
Go ahead now.
Talking over me?
No, I'm not going to let you give some false information. Go ahead.
You want to hear the truth of what happened?
Yeah. No, give me your opinion.
Okay.
Because that doesn't make it true.
I'm going to tell you exactly my opinion. Big corporations were lured over with a big dangling carrot to come to our country. And what we're going to do is there will be no OSHA. There will be, we're not going to tax you for multiple years. Your pay expense to our people will be half of what you got to pay American people. We're not going to even have any regulations. We're going to make enough money in tariffs that will take care of your taxes. So what we're going to do is basically give you a free ride here, come to our country, take care of our country with all your cars and Coke and Pepsi and big dealers. And then what we're going to do is we will tax the American people shipping it back to them. That's why they left. No OSHA.
Okay,
no
so Mark.
Healthcare.
Yeah, no. You said that I wasn't being truthful. Let me say to you, sir, you need to read, not hear what people say. You need to read for yourself, because what you said is 100% incorrect. The corporations weren't lured to Canada or Mexico. Our corporations left on their own volition. They made the decision themselves. If you seem to believe that the corporations left because they were lured, for heaven's sakes, maybe Russia should be able to lure them. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And you're going to try to correct me. The least you can do, sir, is know what you're talking about. Because what you just said is absolutely 100% incorrect. Go ahead.
Earl, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Earl, why are you sitting there trying to tell me of all that? Are you okay? You want to tell me that China did not pay the people nothing? Do you want to tell me that there were no regulations on these companies coming over to their corporations? You want to tell me there was OSHA over there? You want to tell me that even, I can't think of the word.
Hey, Mark, I know. Let me say this to you. Before you go any further, let me say this to you, Mark. Number one, corporations can't be lured anywhere unless they're willing to do it themselves. I don't care what somebody offers them. You're trying to tell me that because somebody offered them something, they had no choice but to accept it. That's absolutely untrue. Corporations are big enough. No, you can't agree with me. You just put out a completely different scenario.
No, I agree with you. That was the corporations deciding to leave. But, Earl, if someone came to you today, a radio station, and said, tell you what, I'm going to pay you three times what you're making now. You're going to talk exactly on what you're talking about now as a liberal station. And, in fact, you will not be censored, and there will be no health care, and you can have 5 weeks of vacation.
Hey, Mark.
Earl, you're going to jump ship.
Corporations make decisions themselves. They are not influenced.
Based on profit.
They reached out. Hey, Mark, they reached out to these. They didn't reach out to the corporations. The corporations reached out to them. And so you don't know. Okay, hey, listen, man, I'm not going to argue with somebody who doesn't know. Thank you very much for the call. This is why we are in the situation we are in now, because guys like Mark, who really don't know what he's talking about, is going to force and press the issue as if he really does understand what took place. He doesn't. I lived through it. He didn't. He read something, or somebody told him something. So to make the statement that the corporations left these shores and went overseas because they were offered a better deal is just not true. You know, the corporations themselves made the decision where they're going. They're the ones in power, not the countries. And so the countries didn't take the jobs from China and Mexico didn't come to America and physically take the jobs away. Just not true. 100% inaccurate. But anyway, I digress. The fact of the matter is, Donald Trump made that statement. And so because Donald Trump made a statement that is not based on any fact or any truth, guys like Mark can call here and argue, you know, really, to be quite frank with you, from a position of ignorance, meaning not knowing, and then try to debate me on something he knows nothing about. You know, he's never gonna win a situation or discussion that he is not in a position of strength, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Let's go to line one. Who's on line one, Cardi?
Got Grace.
Hey, Grace, how you doing?
Don's on line one.
Hello.
Don,
hey,
yes,
Don.
Sir.
Hello.
Yes. Don, go ahead.
Don, either.
Go ahead, Don.
Here, let's switch over. Go ahead.
I'm talking.
All right. Who do I? Okay,
this
go ahead,
Don.
Go ahead.
Hey, Earl, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to respond to that last fella saying that they were lured to China and Mexico and all that. To my understanding, isn't that why Bill Clinton signed the NAFTA trade agreement so they had permission, so these corporations had permission to go to these countries? That's the way I understood it. I don't know.
Well, there's no question, Don. As I said, that's my life. That's what happened in my life.
Right.
I didn't read it in a book. Somebody didn't tell me. I know exactly what happened and how my life changed. And I know everybody else who in this nation was in industry and how they lost their jobs. I'm sorry.
Ask this guy one question. How dumb are you?
Well, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. Thank you very
okay.
much. For the call. David from San Francisco. David, thank you very, very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, hey, Earl. I don't know if you noticed it, but right after the Zelensky debacle on Friday, Defense Secretary Hegseth ordered the security systems of America to be dropped. Spies can now spy on America. And with no interference, Hegseth dropped the security systems into America.
Hey, David, with all due respect, man, I'm having a conversation about, the fact that tariffs, went into existence.
Well, I understand that,
okay.
Go ahead. This has to do with trade secrets, business secrets, and whether or not the businesses of America, whether their accounts can be now hacked.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call, man. I'm focusing on tariffs. Let's go to Tom. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, Earl. First, I think CJ is really, really obsessed with transgender issues. I think he may be living in the closet with his own.
Oh, so Tom, I don't know anything about CJ, we're talking about tariffs,
so
man.
He keeps talking about transgender. That's what
okay,
I want.
I know. We're talking about tariffs.
Tariffs. You know what? We have a president in the United States right now, and a vice president in the United States, who are Russian assets, and what that means with the tariffs. Is that means he's going to do everything he can to destroy the United States of America on Putin's orders. And that is along with these tariffs. You want to watch our prices go up? All you people out there, you were lied to. Admit that you were lied to. And let's get ourselves together, because you know what? They may say they're not going to cut Social Security, but when they cut all of these jobs, there's a person working at the Social Security Administration office that won't have a job, and Social Security is paid out every payment for the past 80 years, and now they're talking about it not being paid out. And yes, that goes right along with the whole package of tariffs, because 25%, you want to go buy a car? I talked to an auto mechanic this morning. And he was talking about the fact that he gets
his parts, Tom,
from Canada.
Yeah, buying cars, clearly, but the price of gasoline. Everybody's not buying new cars, but certainly the price of gasoline, which is getting ready to skyrocket, is going to be horrible for people who struggle every day, man. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number. We're going to continue the conversation. Hang on. Hey.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And let me tell you, being a mom is tiresome. And you need a break. So take one at Mom Prom on Saturday, March 8th at the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel from 7 till 10 p.m. Grab those old prom dresses, homecoming dresses. Heck, there's somebody with a pile of bridesmaid dresses somewhere. And have fun and let loose. You could even get named prom queen. It may be called Mom Prom, but it's open to all ladies 21 and over. So head to WGBW.FM, click events, and find out more.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Just want to apologize. I just got a response from Dr. Eastry. He had an emergency. We'll reschedule him. He was scheduled to appear again, and so we'll reschedule him. He is the CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. So you apologize for the emergency. Anyway, I'm talking about the fact that, you know, the tariffs have come into play. And I just want to respond again to, I forgot the guy who called, Mark, the guy who wanted to argue with me. You know, if I think that what people should do is, I can be wrong about things. I'm human. I'm fallible. But you're not going to force me to things that I know that are 100% accurate. I don't care how much you scream and yell and holler. You're not going to get me off of the truth that I know, especially one that I've lived. And to make statements, you know, this is part of the reason why I don't know how this nation gets out of where we are. People who are ill-informed, who want to shout down somebody who's informed. You know, I'm informed because I've lived that life, and I've certainly done enough research to know that what I'm saying is factual. Maybe you should do a little bit of fact-checking before you want to come on and argue with me about something that you absolutely know nothing about. Let's go to Bill. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, again, what a wonderful show. You really are a lighthouse for truth. But to about the tariffs, if you calculated how much the cost of living has gone up in just the short number of days Trump's been here because of all his actions. It's ridiculous. Eggs, $6 a dozen. Come on, people, wake up. He tells you one thing and you believe it on these tariffs. Watch the Dow Jones. Read Wall Street Journal. See what they think about it. And Earl, to your point, the next caller that wants to argue with you, just ask them, show us the facts. If you can't show us the facts, just don't spew what's something that's been injected into your mind through propaganda you believe. You got to support your beliefs.
Hey,
thanks so much, Earl.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Earl. And you and I live the same time. I mean, I'm going to be 75 years old. And what you, I can back up everything that you said because I lived it as well. I do not understand how these young people can believe this when people who lived that era know exactly what happened and how it happened and then argue with you. And that is like so ridiculous. I wanted to say, where were you, this young man? I mean, didn't you learn this in school?
No, you know, Susan.
I mean,
you know, Susan,
unbelievable.
Well, you know, Susan, it's not even so much, and I want to apologize to the listening audience for kind of losing, you know, my control of myself because, you know, never argue with somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about because, you know, listeners can't tell which is which, right? And so I shouldn't expect somebody who, you know, does not know what they're talking about, you know. I got to do a better job of not feeding into that. But go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, but I totally agree with you. I mean, I know I get mad too because, I mean, I was there. And then I go and I get data to back up what I have to say because, you know, I'm a data person.
Right.
But to continue to argue with you on something, you were there. You were personally there. I saw it. You saw it. And how these manufacturers made all this money and did not care about the people, did not care about closing these factories and what was going to happen to these people. And yes, they had to get lower paying jobs or they had multiple jobs.
Hey, Susan,
I worked two or three jobs at
Susan,
a time.
I'm sorry.
You know how that is.
We're out of time. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. I just want to say, look at the prices of gasoline right now. And in the next week or two, look at it again. All of that is because of Donald Trump, right? Not because of Joe Biden, because of Donald Trump. And so make no mistake about that. I don't care how you want to try to switch these things around. Inflation that was certainly gone down to 3% and falling is now rising again. That's Donald Trump and Republicans. Don't mention Joe Biden's name, okay? Those are facts. And you can twist it to be whatever it is you want it to be. But anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You know, thank you, Cardi, as always. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump tonight delivering an address to a joint session of Congress. He will discuss what's happened since he first got elected, including recently imposing tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, and the pausing of all U.S. aid to Ukraine. It's still unclear how the Democrats will respond to the speech. Many in Congress have been trying to come up with a strategy to demonstrate their disapproval. They have reportedly been warning not to bring props. Some Democrats will boycott the speech, and others have given their seats in the gallery above the chamber to recently fired federal workers, including many veterans who have just been let go from various government posts. Stocks dropping again on Wall Street as companies and investors react to the tariff decision. Severe weather across the eastern half of the country. Some of it expected to disrupt Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. Pope Francis resting after two episodes of acute respiratory distress on Monday. The Pope now off non-invasive mechanical ventilation. This is ABC News. I'm Lee.